time to give attention to a new psalm of the month. Looking progressively through the Psalter, we come to Psalm 80. I'll read that this morning and give a brief meditation. This is Psalm 80. To the chief musician set to the lilies, testimony of Asaph, a psalm. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your strength and come and save us. Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in great measure. You have made us a strife to our neighbors, and our enemies laugh amongst themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Cause your face to shine. We shall be saved. You have brought a vine out of Egypt. You have cast out the nations and planted it. You prepared room for it and caused it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with its shadow, and the mighty cedars with its boughs. She sent out her boughs to the sea and her branches to the river. Why have you broken down her hedges so that all who pass by the way pluck her fruit? The boar out of the woods uproots it. The wild beasts of the field devours it. Return, we beseech you, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see and visit this vine and the vineyard which your right hand has planted, and the branch that you made strong for yourself. It is burned with fire and is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. You may have recognized in Psalm 80 that there are two very familiar metaphors that God uses in this psalm to describe the people of God. He describes us as his sheep and his vine. I want to just give you a brief definition or a brief explanation of those two metaphors and connect them to Jesus. So in verses 1 and 2, the psalmist calls God the shepherd of Israel. That's a reference that really everyone in the Old Testament would have understood very well. We're a little far removed from being shepherds, but the people of God in this time period would have understood very well what it meant to have a shepherd. And that shepherd is none other than God himself, the one who is enthroned in the between the cherubim, which is a reference to the Ark of the Covenant. So what does a shepherd do? Well, he cares for the sheep, protects, guides, delivers, feeds. And even in this psalm, there is reference to those ways in which God had done that in the past for the children of Israel. Like a shepherd, he had brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. He led them. He delivered them from the enemy. He provided food for them. I hope that you would recognize the connection to Jesus then, because Jesus himself calls himself the Good Shepherd. He is the one who lays down his life for the sheep. He leads us and feeds us. He protects us as his sheep, which helps us to understand the prayer for restoration that comes here, comes next in verses 3 through 7. The psalmist laments the sorrows and the trials of God's people, and especially the derision from the enemies. He laments over all of the troubles that God's people encountered. And Jesus does the very same, doesn't he? He compares the the people in his day to sheep who were scattered and distressed, like sheep without a shepherd. And then he describes himself as coming and out of love, laying down his life for his sheep, for their deliverance. And so Psalm 80 anticipates and really fulfills the metaphor of the sheep, fulfills it by pointing forward to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. The second metaphor is that of a vine out of Egypt. Now, we're maybe a little closer to gardening than we are to being shepherds. So think about what you do to plant a garden. Well, first of all, you have to find the piece of ground. You need to clear it of any rocks or trees that might be growing up or weeds. You need to turn the ground over, get it all ready, plant and water and nurture the seeds as they grow. And the psalmist here describes how God did that for the children of Israel. He did bring them out of the land of Egypt, and he brought them to the promised land, and he cleared that land, metaphorically. He cleared that so that his vine, the children of Israel, might be planted in the promised land. And that plant then grew, it flourished, its branches spread out and filled the land. From the Jordan River to the sea, a very blessed vine in God's hands. But then lament comes again. Because of their disobedience, God allowed enemies to break down the walls of the garden, so to speak, to come in like wild animals and strangers to ruin the vines. So once again, the psalmist asked God to restore and renew. And the request is made in a very direct way. If you look at verses 17 through 19, the restoration comes through the man of God's right hand, the Son of Man whom you made strong. So here is the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Savior, Jesus Christ, who comes, even as the parable, comes to his vineyard to care for it, and are even abused by his own people that put him to death. And the Son of Man is Jesus, the Son of God's right hand. And the metaphor for the vineyard takes on a whole new meaning when Jesus takes the metaphor to himself. For he is that vine, and we are the branches. So Jesus is melding together several different metaphors and ways of thinking about his work. So you might think of John 15, where Jesus says, "I am the vine," and that we are the branches, that we abide in him. And as we abide in him, then there is flourishing. There is much fruit that is born. The psalm closes with a refrain that is echoed throughout the psalm, actually. "Then we shall not turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved." That deserves meditation, doesn't it? And I'll leave you with this, to think about how the Lord makes his face shine upon you. It is it's an expression of peace, an expression of love. It's not an expression that scares you away of wrath and destruction. Instead, it is that promise of life and the love of God that we know in Jesus Christ. "Make your face shine on us, and we will be saved." So you can meditate on being a sheep of the Lord, saved by Jesus, and a vine, a branch of that vine, united to Jesus. Let's sing Psalm 80. I'll invite you to please stand to praise the Lord.